Okay, so we're holding somewhere on Vav.
Morning, Russell. Morning, the Rambam repeats the sixth line.
Okay, I wanted to do a Tosis over here. Okay, so Amr Yitzchak Shtaim Kaisin, the Tosis Amr Yitzchak. Halachas Gedolos are commonly known as the Baal Halachas Gedolos. It's called the Bahag. Posek Rabbi Yitzchak. Passed like Rabbi Yitzchak, and he says that Shtaim Kaisin, Sholoshen Kaisin, you can't write even three words without doing sirtut. Now the Mor brings that in the Brisa says that three you could write, four you can't write. So why are you passing like Rabbi Yitzchak the Amora over a Brisa? Velvagav the Polagavas Nisa. So we have to say the Yudeya Hoya Shena Iker, the Bahag had a Masora. The Bahag was one of the Goyim. The Ramban writes that Kol Devarov, whatever he writes, the Bahag writes, is Masora. He had a Masora from the Zman of the Gemara that this Brisa, there are Brises which are not necessarily reliable. Okay, fine. So that would come out that any time a person would write three words of a pasuk, he has to do sirtut. The sirtut, which was done the way sirtut is done, is actually it's you have a line. You know, we don't put lines in a sefer Torah. We don't put lines in a sirtut. We take a blunt instrument and we press into the klaf deep enough that or strong enough that it leaves a mark there, so you have a line to work with, and it's written, it's made above the letter, and we write the letters downwards. Most of our letters go downwards, so you have the line to work with to write in Ksav Ashuris. You have the line to work with to help you write downwards. So a person would write three words from a pasuk, he requires a dosir, and this applies to anywhere in Tanakh, because the more it's talking about Pesukim, not in Tavkin Chumash, it's talking about Pesukim in Yoyol, the more it was faulting him, the fact he didn't do Sirtut. But Rabbeinu Tam, says, B'shem Rabbeinu Eliyahu, the Davka K'shem Miskavin Litev HaPosuk L'drosha Kihocha. There's sometimes which we're using the words of Tanakh in a as an idiom, as a way of saying, you know, some type of idea. Instead of saying that, we use like a nice play on the words of the pasuk. See, your point is not to learn the pasuk; it's not for learning purposes. So, for learning purposes, it's a requirement of sirtut. But when it's non-learning purposes, so there's no din of sirtut. Tosfos says, "Miu Yerushalmi Perek Basa the Megillah." Really should be Perek Gimel the Megillah. Now, that itself is interesting. We touch on it just briefly. We were learning Megillah way back when. That the order of the Perukim in the Bavli, the third or fourth parak, do not follow the order of the Mishnayos. The third parak of Mishnayos is the fourth parak in the Gemara, and the fourth parak of Mishnayos is the third parak in the Gemara. In the Yerushalmi, it follows the order of the Mishnayos. So, what is the last parak of the Gemara in the Bavli is the third parak of the Gemara in the Yerushalmi. So when it says Perek Basra the Megillah, it means the third Perek of Yerushalmi, which is corresponds to the fourth Perek in the Bible. The Mashuk Sas the Osir the Osir the Kavra Hosim Ma'alitiv Tartin Tlosim Ilim in a Pesuka. So can you write the same question? Can you write words from a Pesuk? Maisi Rabbi Muna shalach ksav le Rabbi Shia Brasimi. So Rabbi Muna wrote a letter to Rabbi Shia, and he said to him, Reishishcha mitzar haya ma'od. Mitzar haya ma'od yiska achrischa. That your beginning was very small, but you're going to grow. So he became he was the Rosh Hashiva, whatever it was. Even though right now people do not know about who he is, and he's not so well known and not so well attended, but I believe for sure that it's going to grow. Now that's a pasuk, right? But the point of the pasuk wasn't the drush of the pasuk. That was a nice way of saying, you know, don't worry, it's going to get better. So that's an example of this idea. We're using the pasuk not as a drush, but as a tzachus, a nice way of saying an idea, as an idiom. He wasn't writing it for learning purposes. He was writing it as a way of greeting. The Mishnah says that he changed the order of the pasuk in order not to. Because the pasuk says Yiskam Achrischa Ma'od. I think he changed the order in order to make it that's not the exact quote of the pasuk. Not the needs you have to be involved in the concern of sirtut. Okay. Fine. Skip to the beam timer. Beam timer. The number of kamis rabba perik basa the perik beis the megillah. The tefillin ain't tzrichin sirtut. There's no din of sirtut by tefillin. We do sirtut by tefillin, but it's not required. What do you mean? You're writing full parshiyos from the Torah. How can you not write sirtut? So you make a sirtut on the first line. And then the first line acts as the straight line, a straight edge, as for the second line in a certain sense. So you have what to gauge it on, because so you're not mamash writing from a line, but you have a nice straight line above you. It's easier to write the second line in a straight line as well. So I want to be machmer. Says no, you shouldn't do that. Because the Morris says the Kedamar Alav Yishami Perek Bamba Malikin Kol Pata Midaber Veseyo Nikra Hedyet. So it's Yishami in the first parak, actually, that just being machmer, just to be machmer, when there's no halacha requirement, is not considered as chashuv. It's considered like a hedyet. It means you're not really a talmid chacham. A talmid chacham realizes this is a waste of your time. Why are you wasting your time? So mezuzah needs sirtut. So the Gemara says, you tell me tefillin doesn't need sirtut. So the Brisa discusses, can you take the Sefer Torah and take out the parshiyos of mezuzah, make a mezuzah out of it? Old worn Sefer Torah, but those parshiyos are still good. So you want to use that, or tefillin, you want to use the parshiyos from the tefillin to make a mezuzah. So look, you can't do that. Why? Because the kedusha of tefillin or sefer Torah is considered greater than that of a mezuzah. Right? So the Morris says, well, 1 second. It means the only impediment over here is the levels of kedusha. But it sounds like otherwise it would work. But mezuzah needs sirtut, and tefillin doesn't need sirtut. Right? That's the Morris kasha. That's Tosfos's kasha. Yeah, that's the Gemara's kasha. Just says, what's the catch? I mean, it's tefillin, if it doesn't require sirtut, but you could do sirtut. So we're discussing a scenario of tefillin where you did sirtut. Elamites, mashing the more that they didn't do sirtut by tefillin at all. So we're saying, so 1 second, how can you tell me tefillin doesn't need sirtut? We're discussing making tefillin at the mezuzah. Mezuzah requires sirtut. And tefillin never has sirtut, so how can you discuss using tefillin for mezuzah? That's the more's cash. But you see, in the Gemara, the more is assuming that tefillin ain't tzrichin sirtut means not only that it's not required, but you're not doing it. That's his raya. But he says, and why is that? Because of this yisoid, of that something which you're potter, and there's no halachic requirement at all to do it. It's not considered a hitter to do it. skip down to the third last narrow line. Miu imein in a sober yochel litov yofer below sirtu. Sarach l'sartet al kol shita b'shita mishum zed kelev anveyu. The point is it should be straight. So that's hider that it should be straight. That is a valid hider. Well, if you, Mr. Seifer, the only way you can make it straight is by making a sirtut. So of course you should make a sirtut. Whereas there's a halachic requirement by Sefer Torah that you should have sirtut. It's not just that whether you're good or not good at it, it's irrelevant. There's a din of sirtut. By tefillin, there's a din of sirtut intrinsically, but practically, if you need it, you should do it. Take that back. Mezuzah doesn't need sirtut. Sefer Torah, we do sirtut because of this issue of Zekele Maveyu. Fine.
What?
Okay, so that's the point I want to touch. So, there are some places who say that this dinner sitter only applies in Ksavah Shuris. So, that which we write, and one of the reasons why we write in what's our Ksav that we use, Ksav, which is called Ksav Misita, is because of this issue. That would require, there's a requirement of writing it properly with Ksav Ashuris, which some argue that lined paper fulfills the requirements of sirtut. So there are different halachic arguments, but it's something. So you have an invitation, printing an invitation, you know, you're quoting psukim, sometimes an invitation. So some people will actually not quote the pasuk as written. It's a lashon sachus. A, B. So you're not really quoting it for the purpose of the pasuk. You're quoting it for the nice flowery language. But there's also a geniza issue. If you quote a full pasuk. So you might have to put it into Geniza. So they changed. They actually don't quote the exact lashon of the pasuk. Okay.
You mentioned different ksav ashurik and
sukkiyot. Ksav mesita. Mesita. Mem sin yud tes aleph. That's the way we write. It's called ksav mesita. Okay. Why? Don't ask me. I have no idea. Okay.
Whatever happened early on that pasuk caused them to be exiled.
Fine, let's see. They're holding on the Gemara. Six lines on the bottom. Amar of Kista.
Would cause them to be exiled like that? So that can't be.
That. The more brought to this story of Plagish Megiva. So the more continues that Amar Kisa Lo'olam Al Yatal Adam Ema Yisera B'Sof Beisoy. The person should not create a overly strained situation in his home of fear. Shep Plagish Megiva Hitel Olel Bala Ema Yisera. The Pila Kama Rabbis Mi Yisrael. So Amar Kisa says that the husband was upset at what happened. The Pilegish therefore ran away. And these people took advantage of her because she was out in the street, because she was scared to be with her husband because afraid he would react angrily at her, or he had reacted angrily at her. But because of that fear, she was so afraid of him that she spent the night in the street and she was taken advantage of, and that started, and then she died from what happened. The husband got upset and he started a war, and this is about what they had done. He demanded justice and they didn't do justice to the people who did it, and that started a whole war. But the starting point was that she was scared of her husband. To the point that she ran away, she was scared to stay in the house when he was angry at her for what she had done. So a person creates a situation of a excessive fear of the husband, we can create a situation of Gili Rais, Shechus Damim, Bechilu Shabbos. So she's going to be a situation of a Nida, and she's going to be scared. There's issues, and she feels that he's demanding relations, so she's going to be lenient and improperly so in Hilchos Nida in order to accommodate him because she's scared of his reaction. Mechilo Shabbos, she's going to make a mistake in the cooking or whatever it is, and she's so scared of him that she'll fix it on Shabbos. And eventually, Shechus Damim, the result will be the fear will cause a person to run away and be put themselves in the situations of danger. That which the person is required, is the mission says that Shalosh Torah Besar Chodom L'Mesabes Erev Shabbos Imchashecha, Yisartim Irav Demelikus Aner. So we have three things that you're supposed to say. An Erev Shabbos, so that's the Mishnah. But the Rabbi Bechana says that Tzarech L'Mimino Benachas V'Nichusa Kehechad L'Kav L'Mine. You have to say it gently. You shouldn't be screaming. It should be done appropriately. Amar Vashi Anolo Shemiya Li Hod Rabbi Bechana. I figured it out myself, and that's what you're supposed to do. Okay. So the Gemara, Amar Revol, Olam Al Yatal Adam Emi Yisar B'Toh Beisoy. A person should not have a situation of Emi Yisar, because Sharei Adam Gadol Hitel Emi Yisar B'Toh Beisoy Vehichilu Davar Gadol. They fed him a significant Isser. The Mor says, Reb Chanina ben Gamliel. See, he held Beshita, that's the appropriate thing to do. And the result was bad. The Mor says, Hechilu Sechotaitach. Do you think that they're actually able to feed him? Hasha behandim shal tzadikim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe it's a kolal yodam. We know the story by Reb Pinchas ben Yor, that even his animal wouldn't need, even because he was the owned by a tzaddik. He did not end up eating something which is usher for a Jew to eat. Tzadikim atzim lo kolshkein. El bikshu l'achilu davar gadol. They, by mistake, almost fed him a davar gadol. What is that? Eber menachai. Says where did Eber menachai? So, Rashi says that they lost part of the animal which had been shechted, and they were so scared to present the animal missing something that they cut off a limb from a live animal which corresponded to it, and they replaced it. Okay, so not a good idea. Some more goes back to Sirtan for a little bit. Shalach le'mar uko le'rabi aloser b'nei adam ha'imdim alai u'b'yadi le'masim le'malchus. Mahu, they are creating, making my life unbearable, and I have the ability to inform them. I have information about them, which would they would be then taken away by the Malchus and get them out of my hair. Is that permitted? Is that an act of Mesira? So he wrote a lashon of he did sirtut, and then he quoted him the pasuk and told him, "Amarti eshmer drachai mechatoi b'lasherni eshmer lefi machson ben rosha l'negdi." I was careful in my ways not to be choyte in my lashon. I made a shmira on my mouth a machson that I muzzled it. When the Russia is there, Alvisha Russia Lenegd, even though there's Russia there, which means I would seemingly have a good argument that it's permitted because the person is a Russia, still, Eshron Lefimach Son. Sholach Le, Kometziarali Tuba Veloy Metzina De Ekum Behu. It's just overwhelming. I can't deal with it. Whatever the problems they were creating for him were so significant that he felt he couldn't deal with it. Sholach Le, so he sent back. Rav Elazar said back to Mar Ukva, "Dayim Lashem Hiskaloloi." So the pasuk says, "You should be quiet, awaiting Hashem." V'hischar leloi, So what is he skalalo? So he's darshaning it. So you should be darim l'Hashem, and the Russian will take care of it. He will destroy them. So what should you do? Hashke mahar v'aleim the base of medrash. V'hem kol the me'aleim. So you go and spend your darim l'Hashem. He's darshaning that. Whether it's day or night, at the beginning of the dimdum echama, whether it's the beginning of the day, beginning of the night, you're there in Beis Medrash, you do your thing, and it's going to come back. The Russian will take care of it. So the more adavra yotzim ipi, Rabbi Lazar said this idea. The benusnu legeneva bekarler, and they took this person geneva, and they took him into chains. So that was the individual that Maruk was referring to, and as soon as he said it, it came true. Okay, Zok Rashi, Gili Arayis, back on Vavam Abayis. So the emissary can cause Gili Arayis. Kishemigias man tefilosa be'es tina. It's very cold, and it's the time for tefillin. She's not able to go to the mikveh; it's too cold. But she's scared. V'hi yirei alormer lo tavalti u'masham shosu nida. So she's scared to tell him what tavalti because of his reaction. So he's ended up being nichshel nida because of this excessive fear that he created. Shechus damim ki hacha. The woman ran away into a situation of danger because of her fear. It's night time. She could fall into a pit. Omegesher, she'll fall off of the gesher. You know, they didn't have these wonderful parapets around their bridges. It was some planks over the water. You know, at night time, going over that is not necessarily the healthiest way to travel. Kibbutz Shabbos. Pamish Malek is near. She's scared of him, and therefore she's going to do actions which are malachas on Shabbos, rather than submit to his wrath that wasn't done. When you die, and he doesn't know about it to stop her, he starts him perish nechalamacher. Have you been ma'as of the perish that we are going to be using for Shabbos? Iratim rubachatzeris. And Haligah was in there. So we say those three things. Tosha says it should be actually that it's not referring to Ruvik Hatzeris, it's referring to Ruvik Techumen. That's the more we had in Shabbos. So Ruvik Hatzeris, you're allowed to do, the Mishnah says that certain things are mutter. So this question is, make sure you get it done before Shabbos, because you can't do it anymore. Ruvi Chateris, you could do Benesh Moshes. Ruvi Tchumen, you can't. It's more Chomer. It's based on the Posik. It's more Chomer. So Ma'arvin, the certain things we said is Mutter Benesh Moshes. One of them is Ma'arvin. You're allowed to be Ma'arvin. That's a Ruvi Chateris. So we don't have to ask about Ruvi Chateris right now. The more says the story over there with Pinchas Ben Yorah. Rashi says that you ask them isartem, you ask them eravtem, and then you tell them hadlik was in there. Rashi says you ask them, did you do ruvich hatzeris? They says no. You ask him, did you do the ruvich techumen that was necessary, if it was necessary. Benesh tzaddikim b'chol shartem morse is a story of the Pinchas ben Yorah that they tried to feed him tevel and he wouldn't eat it, and the Pinchas ben Yorah chapped that the problem was he was maaser the grain. And then the animal ate it because he wouldn't eat something which is also to eat. They had an animal to shecht and they lost one of the avorim. They were so scared of telling him. They're coming after me with chirufin and gadufin, insults and fighting, etc. I have the ability to inform upon them. I have information about them. So even though the Rosh is Lenegdi, which means Mirveni, but not Kitani, he's fighting with me and he's irritating me. If that was the person who was the problem, this curler, they put him into a curler, which is Shalshelis, Shalbarzel, Shalasim Sham, Hamuktabim, the Malchus, the Riga. So they're put into chains. The people who have been condemned to die are put into chains. Okay. Zotta Gemara. Shalach Leila Mar Ukva. So we brought a story with Mar Ukva. That Mar Ukva asked Rabbi Elazar something. So now they're asking Mar Ukva something. Zimrim Nolan da Oster. So music. How do you know that's Oster? The Rashi says it's referring to the Beis HaMishtos. You want to go to the they would serve wine. You want to go there to, and you would sing there. So how do we know that that's problematic? Music is a problem. So it's referring to singing, referring to instrumental music. We'll see. Sirtate, because of Lace again, he did Sirtate, Sirtut. He said, "Quoted a pasuk in the Shea, Al Tismach Yisrael, Al Gil, it should be Koamim." What do you have in your Gemara? Yeah. Right. So the puzzle says koamim, and my Gemara says boamim, but that's incorrect. So, Klai Yisrael should not celebrate El Gila with this. Like the nation of Gila, like the nations do. So the Gemara says lishlechu mehacha. Why do you bring the pasuk in Hosea? There's a more direct pasuk. It says Bashir lo yishtu yayin. Yemar Sheikhar Lishoy Sov. You should not be drinking wine, Bashir. Because drinking Sheikhar is going to be mar, it's going to be bitter for those who drink it. Samor says, Imehahu, I just bring that pasuk of Yeshaya. Habamina, I would have thought, Hani Mili Zimra Damana, that's only if it's an instrument. Abu the Puma Shari, that but singing is permitted. Kamash Malon, that even singing is problematic. Okay.
This isn't tied to
what?
This isn't tied to Korban Beis Hamikdash.
Pashtus, not. What's interesting is we'll see as the more goes on a little bit, the more seams are connected to. And the place it's brought down in Halacha is in Dinei Velos on the Korban. It's in Tavkuf Samach, which is the ongoing things that we do. You leave the Amal Amba. So one of the sif over there is the halacha of Zimra. But the pshuta of the Gemara is there's no connection to Korban Habayis really. Amalei Rav Huna Bar Nosson. We'll talk about the details of it more tomorrow. Just to see the Gemara. Amar Buna Barmanos in the Ravashi might exceed Kino Bidimoino Vad Oda. So the Pasuk in Yeshua says these words, Kino Dimoino and Ad Oda. So they asked Ravashi, Amale Maswasa the Eretz Yisoka Choshev. Its cities in Eretz Israel. So Amalei, so Rav Huna Bar Nosson said back to Ravashi, Otto no lo yadana de masvasa de Eretz Yisrael kol choshev. That wasn't my question. I know that. Ella Rav Gevia me argiza Amar bo taima. So, but he made a drasha on the names of these cities. Okay. That Kol sheyesh loy kino al chaveroi, so that's kino. V'doimem, but he keeps quiet. V'dimoino, shirchen adayad. I'm sorry, shirchen adayad oisul adin. if he has a valid argument, or Lashon Kino doesn't mean jealousy, but it means a good argument, like in this week's in Parashas Pinchas, Kino means he has a good argument of vengeance. But still he keeps quiet, the one who dwells in Adiyah, the other will take care of it. So I'm not clear on the story. So he asked Ravashi, and the Rashi said their cities. He says, I know that, but I want to know, what about Gvias Drasha? So good, so you know Gvias Drasha, so what do you want from Ravashi? You want to know, does he know the Drasha? Like, so tell him the Drasha. You know, like, did you hear the Drasha? Like, well, I'm not sure, like the Sakotaya, the Gemara. So Ravashi said back, okay, if we're darshing all these names in these cities, so the next names also should be darshan. Why only these three? Elamayata, Tzikla, Gomadmono, Besansono, Hachinami. So what about the next three names? What about them? And if you're not going to darshan them, so why darshan the first three? They're just names. They're simply names of cities, and that's it. With no drushes. So you're proving me wrong. The Talmud Chacham, like him, who has drushes, he would have had a drush. I'm an Amoret, so what do you have for me? The fact that I don't know something is a right that it's wrong. It's right that I'm an Amoret. It's not a right that I'm wrong. It's wrong. Rav Gavia would have said something good about it. I'm not Rav Gavia. So, okay. Rav Acha Mebechazo Omar, but the Mor says that Rav Acha actually said a pshat on this. Kol Mishiyes Litzakas Legima Al Chaveroi B'doimim. So he has a complaint of legima. Legima is a person's eating. It means that he has a complaint that this person is affecting his livelihood. But v'doimem, and he doesn't make a fight out of it. Sheikh misne osiludin. Okay. Omele Reish Kalusha Rav Huna. So the Reish Kalusha asked Rav Huna, klila menola da'aser. So wearing a crown for the chassanim, how do you know that's also only rabbanon? That was a din rabbanon. It's not. But pumis shall ask the yonis goes to all the torahs chassanim. Well, ha'irus. Okay, so in the siege of Aspionis. So they made a gzera that because of the tragedy which occurred from that, so they no longer allowed the chassanim to wear crowns, and they no longer played tambourines. So now that was clearly because part of the process of the Churban. So from the proximity of the Gemara, it would indicate that's part of that's the conversation is about. Issues which are about Churban. So during this period of time, so Rav Huna got up to relieve himself. So the Reish Kalusha was still there. So Rav Chista, was a Talmud of Rav Huna, so he wouldn't say something in front of his Rebbe, but he had a suggestion. If I can actually find a pasuk which indicates this, it's not just the Rabbanan. Koyamar Hashem Elokim, Hasir Hamitznefis, Harima Torah, Harima Hawatarah Zois, Loi Zois, Hashpola, Hagbeya, Vagoya Hashpil. So remove the Mitznefis, and remove and the cloak, and take away the Hatorah. Not the cloak, the head covering. So what does the crown have to do with Mechimayinyan Mitzvahs Eitzel HaTorah? Mitzvahs is the part of the Big Day Kuhuna. And a Torah is the crown, not with the Kahanim. Alarm of the Chavaz Mancha Mitzvahs Mirash Karen Godol, a Torah Mirash Kolom. He's talking Mitzvahs Mirash Karen Godol, and he's talking a Torah Mirash Kolom, Kolodim. So Alahachi also Rav Huna. Rav Huna came back. Ashachino de Habiyasi, he saw that they were sitting there discussing this, and he chapped what he was going on. Amalei. So Rav Huna said back to the Reish Kalusa, Hu'alakim, I swear by Hashem's name, Mirabon. It's not a drush on the pasuk. That's referring over there to the crown of the king, not of the average individual. But Elachista Shmoch, Rechista is your name. Mechastoyin Miloch, your words are very beautiful. It's a nice drasha, but it's not pshat. So the more Ravina Ashachel Amar Ravashi Dahavi Galo Klila Librate. So Ravina. So Marbar Ravashi's son, that he was twining the bows together to make this crown for his daughter. Amalei Ravina asked Marbar Ravashi, "Lo sabar lamar, you don't hold of the din of Hosir Hamitzneves or Rima Atzara that you can no longer make crowns." Amalei Duma the Kohen Gadol Begavri Abonoshi Loi. This only is an issur for the men, not for the women. Okay. Holding middle of these rushes over here, but let's hold it for now.